Malachim Beis Parachav Pasuk Dalet. So Chizkiah has uttered his very short one pasuk tefillah. I always did the right thing. I always davened well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So please save me. For the zechus avos, for the zechus of everything I've done right, the zechus of the Beis HaMikdash, Pasuk Dalet, Vayhi Yeshayahu lo yatsa HaChatzer HaTichona. Yeshaya had not yet gone out of the inner courtyard. So remember, he had been visiting Chizkiah doing Bikur Cholim. He had visited him, told him to do the right thing, get married, have a kid. Don't worry about the future. Hashem will take care of it. So Chizkiah turned around and left the king, who davened his little tefillah. And he hadn't left the chatzar yet, the inner chatzar, Dvar Hashem Hoya Elav Lemor. And the word of God came to Yeshaya, saying, hey, shuv, turn back, go back, don't leave. The Omar Toil, it's a good thing you didn't go through security yet. You don't have to go through the metal detectors on the way back. The Omar Toil, Chizkiyahu Negid Ami, go tell Chizkiyah, the prince of my people, the leader of my people, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei David Avicha, thus spaketh the Lord, the God of David your father. David HaMelech is being referred to as a confirmation of the tzidkus of Chizkiyah himself, because he followed the righteous ways of David Avicha. David Aviv, not his own father who was the wicked Achaz. So even though Achaz had been reassured he would be protected from Ashur, he was not done so in the name of David. But here, the Malchus based David is being mentioned, which is why some say this is a connection to the fact that Chizkiah was being offered the mantle of Mashiach, ben David Avicha, Elohei David Avicha. Shamati es tefillah secha, I have heard your tefillah. I have heard your tefillah and the limitations of it, some interpret. So this can be positive and negative all at the same time. Your one pasuk tefillah, I hear you, but I hear also what you didn't say. Ra'isi es dimo secha, I have seen your tears. Even though your face is turned to the wall, nobody can see you. I can see you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hineni rofei lach, I am going to heal you. I will cure you. Bayom ha'shalishi ta'ale beis Hashem. And on the third day, you shall go up to the Beis HaMikdash. The third day. So, according to those who put the timeline, this is 3 days before the great defeat of Ashur. And so on the third day, the morning after Ashur is defeated, you'll go up to the Beis HaMikdash. There's going to be a great celebration. Vav v'hosafti al yomecha chamesh esrei shana. I will add 15 years to your days. Well, that's a good thing. 15 additional years that Menashe is not king, that's a good thing. Menashe, the wicked king, is going to be king for 55 years. So Chizkiah is going to get an additional 15 years. Right now he's 39 and unmarried. That'll bring him to the age of 54. 54 is beyond, says the Me'am Lo'eh, is beyond the age of Kares. The age of Kares is to die at 52. So by the time Chizkiah was my age, he was about to die at 54, but that's better than 52. 100%. I have nothing but gratitude. Believe me. And so you'll get the extra 15 years. U'mikaf melech Ashur atzil lecha. And from the hands of the king of Ashur, I am going to save you. Ve'iso ir hazos, and this city. Begano si'al hu'ir hazos lema'ani. And I will protect this city for my sake. Ulaman David Avdi, and for the sake of David my servant. But I am going to win the battle for you. And of course we already saw that in Perek Yutes, that everybody dies overnight. Tremendous miracle. So, in the meantime, says the Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf, Tzadi, Dalam, and Aleph, Amra Midas Adin, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ubani Shalolam. So the Midas Adin said to Hashem, and all these psukim hint at this, Umad David Melech Yisrael Shamar Kama Shiros Tishbachos Levanecha. David HaMelech said so many Shiros and Tishbachos and praises and songs about you. Lo Asiso Moshiach. But him, you didn't find worthy to be the Mashiach. You didn't allow him to build the Beis HaMikdash. And you didn't say he's the Mashiach Hashem, David himself. Can you imagine? We're still inquiring and begging and davening for Beis David. Imagine if David had been the Mashiach. Wouldn't have to come to all this for the last 3,000 plus years. But he didn't get to be Mashiach. Chizkiah shall see salo kol anisim halalu. And so again, there's a little iffiness about the timing of this, because the criticism sounds like it comes after the war after Ashur is dead. And yet, the description of Chizkiah turning his face to the wall is considered to be at that point as well. He turns his face to the wall to daven beforehand, but he also keeps his face turned to the wall and stays in his bed afterwards. So he stayed there. You did nisim. Save him from Ashur. Save him from his illness. And he doesn't say Shira before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is not literally spoken in the words of Sefer Melachim. We don't see the Chizkiah sings praise. Now in fact, we do see in Sefer Yeshayah that Chizkiah does offer a song of praise. But apparently he does it too little too late. He will offer praise, but it's not going to be somehow on the level of the kind of praise that David HaMelech did. And also, there's going to be a nace that we're going to see a little bit later in Parachof. And Chizkiah is going to get a nose. And he still doesn't say Shira at that point. Can you make Chizkiah the Mashiach if he doesn't say Shira properly? Lekach nistatem. And it is for that reason the mem was closed. So there's a discussion. There's a word marbe that comes in Sefer Yeshaya that has a closed mem, a mem sofit, instead of open. Miyad pascha ha'aretz ra'am lefan ribon shalom ani omeres lefan echa shira tachas sadik zeh. So on the other hand, the earth is going to say, I will sing praise in place of Chizkiah. V'asehu Mashiach, make him the Mashiach anyway. Pascha v'amr shir lefanav. It says in Yeshaya, miknaf ha'oret zmiros shamanu tzvi la tzadik. From the uttermost part of the earth we have heard songs, glory to the righteous. But the problem is, Chizkiah himself didn't do it. And Chizkiah not doing it is a very big deal. We learn in Eicha Rabbah, Hashem said, I'm going to make this Gog u'Magog, I'm going to make you the Mashiach. Chizkiah said, Ani, ein bikoach, lo laharog, v'lo lirdof. I don't have any strength. I'm lying here in bed. I can't kill. I can't chase. V'lo, lo mashir. I don't even have the koach to say Shira to Hashem. Ela ani yoshein al mitasi. I'm going to stay asleep on my bed. V'ato se, and you do it, God. And God tells him in these psukim, I'll do it. Be careful what you wish for. Imagine such a thing that you could very easily imagine any of us as human beings making this same mistake. I don't have kayach to run. I don't have kayach to fight. Don't make me go. You do it. I can't even say Shira. I'm going to sleep. You're in charge. How many times have we not gotten up for davening? You know, Baruch Hashem, everything's working out okay for me. I'm going to get a raise. I trust in God. It sounds like tremendous emunah. God will do everything. I have total emunah. I don't have to do my hishtadlus. Not enough. Not enough. So this sounds, I mean, Yerushalayim is surrounded on all sides. His own people inside, like Shebna HaSofer, are saying we need to surrender to Ashur, even people in the Sanhedrin. And Chizkiah refuses to heed this. But the Gemara identifies this as the moment that the Midas Hadin said Chizkiah, who made a choice he's entitled to make, to not be the Mashiach, brings charges before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no, Shira. He doesn't deserve it. Chazal say on this that Chizkiah was melamed benisim. He was so convinced that nisim would occur, that God would save his chosen people, he took it for granted. And that's an attitude that's counterproductive to the coming of Mashiach. Rabbi Beryl Wine says, beautiful phrase, the measure of justice by which we all fall short, unfortunately, eventually comes to condemn us. So why didn't Chizkiah say Shira? So one Rav, Rabbi Zachary Frisch, says he was so focused on the spiritual accomplishments of his dor, and Rashi and Radak bring this down. He was a dor that was kulot tzaddik. It was a tremendous dor. He didn't fully appreciate, and this Rabbi Frisch said it on a Yom HaAtzmaut celebration, so you can see where it would go, the idea, the reward of being an independent state for the first time in hundreds of years. Remember, since Shlomo HaMelech, Israel had not been an independent state. Yehuda had not been an independent Malchus. being subservient, paying taxes. And the end of this parak, we're going to see all of that. I'm sorry, I know I'm going long, but it's tremendous, tremendous understandings here. He undervalued the physical side of the geula. The Rambam tells us that the reward of Hanukkah was independence. Jewish independence is its own reward in a huge way. But another explanation that others give is that Ashur had conquered and destroyed 46 cities, a huge chelik of Klal Yisrael. And even though they're halted miraculously at Yerushalayim, Chizkiyah saw the Gula as imperfect and incomplete. Eretz Yisrael is a glass half empty. How can we sing Shira after 46 cities fell? He let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And he was found wanting. And we're going to see that these limitations are going to condemn us when Bavel shows up knocking at the door. And Chizkiyah is going to make the mistake that lets Bavel into Eretz Yisrael. Chizkiyah had a moment. Gog u'magog, be the Mashiach. And he said, Elo ani yoshein al mitasi v'ata osa. A perfectly reasonable human thing to say. But the wrong thing to say. The absolute incorrect answer. And the worst one for the future of the Jewish people. Tremendous thing to understand. How a person can be so great that he can be one of a handful of potential Mashiachs. So far as we know, maybe just David and him. Two. Top two. And yet still fall short. Remember your Rav Ben-Avot? Ani va'ato v'nishai will be metayel in the Gan Eden. You make that choice and you can't take it back. No backsies. And for Chizkiyah, this was that moment of choice. He made the wrong one. And ironically, he's not even going to really be able to see it because Hashem is telling him, for the sake of David, my servant, I'm protecting Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. But the rest of us learned that same mistake as well, which is why we didn't believe the Churban would ever happen. If it could be preempted this time, it'll be preempted every time. Chizkiyah's overconfidence mirrors his nation's overconfidence, mirror Jewish overconfidence. Ask Jews in Germany, reading an incredible article about a playwright from England named Tom Stoppard, who it turns out was actually a Czechoslovakian Jew whose parents, whose mother, lied to him about being Jewish his entire life. And he found that impossible to understand. But as, what did he say? What was his quote? Hitler told my mother she was Jewish after all. We forget, and then when it comes, we're not ready for it. His newest play called Leopoldstadt is about that. About how we're not ready when it comes. We're not ready when the Churban comes. Sefer Eicha is all about that. We couldn't believe it happened.